Rockin' the Casbah, Maine's Rock Station, 102.9 WBLM. Rocking everywhere this morning. Rocking steady and rocking till we drop. Rock and Roll High School, Rock of Ages, Rock On. It is all R's today. Probably another couple, like 5-6 hours in the R's. Move on to the S's, which are long. T's are super.
Yeah, oh, T's, longest letter in the alphabet.
Man, we got a long way to go. A to Z, week number 3. Great to have you here. 7:05, we're live from One City Center. I'm the captain. There's Celeste over there.
Everybody. Hi, everybody.
Hey, we got a nice day today. Maybe some showers, thunderstorms later today. Certainly tomorrow, humid, like 80s tomorrow. So be looking for that, but we got a nice week ahead. Sunny on Thursday, mid-70s. Friday, Saturday looking good. Here we go. Summertime in the great state of Maine. Need good weather for Saturday because we're going to, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of going to break a world record.
Yeah, we have it in us. And we always knew it was there. We just needed it to be official.
Our love for the cowbell is huge. It was either going to be a competitive eating world record or
cowbell.
Something to do with my trusty Ridge Rider over here. Ouch.
Be careful with that thing. It's large and needs to be handled gently. It's actually pretty amazing. You should put a picture of this up on our website because it's huge.
That's the biggest you can buy commercially.
Yeah.
In terms of a cowbell. Celeste gave it to me.
It's a real one, too. This isn't like a, you know, like a rinky-dink little thing. This is a real percussion instrument that attaches to a stand and everything.
Yeah, I may bring the whole rig on Saturday. Sea Dog Saturday, first game of a doubleheader. I believe in the sixth inning, we're going to hand out 2,000 cowbells. Maine Dairy Promotion Board, we're working with on this. And we will play a song. We will all play the cowbell to it. And we will break the world record, technically, of only 600 people for Guinness. Only 600 people. So if we have over 2,000, that's the record that could stand the test of time.
Because there was another record that wasn't Guinness certified, but it's a different record. And it was a little bit more. It was more people, right?
Yeah, the World Record Academy has one at about 1,003
people. Right, so we want to squash that.
Yeah.
We want to just crush it.
Double it. And then so we will all be world record holders.
Yeah.
Which is an elite group of individuals.
Absolutely.
We would like to thank our co-world record holder who just broke a world record about the same time as us, Alex Trebek.
Yes,
for Jeopardy. Yes. Congratulations to him. We are pretty much in the same atmosphere now.
Yeah.
As Trebek. So.
Hey guys, I saw that Alex Trebek has finally reason you better Trebek yourself before you wreck yourself.
I mean, yeah.
So we're going to be like pretty much in the same category when we break this record on Saturday. More information on that right now.
This is Tracy Place.
Unions everywhere.
It's A to Z with BLM. This is the radio event of the year. A to Z on BLM.
We're in the R's. That's where we are. 102.9 WBLM. R. Rock you like a hurricane.
It sounds like pirate rock.
R. Everything has an R. Scorpion, Stray Cats before that. Still to come. We are all over the rock and roll map. From the Ramones to Little Feet. From Guns N' Roses to the Honey Drippers. And on this morning. Good to have you here. It's a Captain and Celeste.
Just 2 years ago. Soccer.
Way to go. That was awesome yesterday. Thank you for watching, Celeste.
Foxy Boxing.
Remember Foxy Boxing?
I remember Foxy Boxing.
I should have a World Cup for Foxy Boxing. We'd watch that. World Cup yesterday. U.S. wins.
A U.S. game of the World Cup.
Huge game over Ghana, who beat them in 06. Way to go, U.S. We have the goal and highlights video for you up online at WBLM.com. Also, the World Pup. We have video of the World Pup. This is
it's like the World Cup only with an extra P.
This is a dog who watches every game and just freaks out. It's very, very cute. If you'd like to watch the World Pup, the article we did not put up this morning is the article about the Chilean porn star Marlene Dahl. She's from Chile. She promised that if her team won, this is how crazy the World Cup gets. She's from Chile. She promised if her team won, if Chile won their first round, she would have sex with strangers for 8 hours straight.
Seriously.
Chile beat the Australians. So not only did she have sex with strangers for 8 hours straight, she did extra time, as they call it.
She's a giver.
And
she put in an extra, what, 4 hours?
Extra 4 hours.
Seriously.
That's a lot of extra time. That's how
crazy. I don't even know what to say about that.
I'm just telling you, look it up yourself. But that's how crazy this World Cup is getting.